thought it was so interesting how you had a kind of a measure of faith, but then you had children. And so often children do kind of inspire us to a more seriousness in our faith. And so you're walking with these friends from church and really recognizing. And I remember reading, you said you just in the car, I think you said you recommitted your life to the Lord, really resurrendered to him in a new way. But still, finances were sort of a separate part. And I thought right there is such a picture of how we can compartmentalize our faith. Many, many do this. Many Christians do, where they would consider themselves all-in believers, except for the finance piece. Talk about why you think that is.
Well, I think that we live in a culture that spends $500 billion a year, from what I hear, marketing and messaging us on filling a hole that really can't be filled any other way. And, you know, there's this idea that it's better to give than get, or depending on if you pull it out of a different translation, more blessed to give than receive. But it's a timeless idea. And the idea really I have found to be profoundly true. And I think a lot of people haven't experienced that truth. I think that's why I wanted to jump into action early on in the book. It's why I bring the reader early on to say, I could explain joy to you and take a good crack at it over a day or over multiple chapters. But until you experience the joy from actually going out and giving and it being your idea, I'm going to be kind of talking in the fog with you. And so I have set out to encourage the reader to engage in an activity where they actually have. There's a saying in the book on page 34, or a prayer that just says, Lord, help me see the need. Help me have the courage to step out, because I want to experience the joy of giving. And I think that many people haven't experienced the joy of giving ever or in a long time. And so I really feel like when you ask me why is that, I just don't think they understand that it's truly better to give than get. And giving seems kind of backwards. Wait a minute. I need to save for the future. I have expenses tomorrow. Why would I release what I've accumulated in order to accomplish this goal that I have? And so it's backwards, and yet it works.